And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News, with Paul Hill.
Martin Luther, the German monk who sparked the Protestant Reformation 500 years ago this coming October with the publication of the 95 Theses, will reportedly be honoured on a postage stamp issued by the Vatican. Luther, deemed a heretic by Pope Leo X, was excommunicated by papal decree on January 3, 1521, an edict that has never officially been rescinded. Meantime, Germans can now use postage stamps showing a Bible text with annotations of Martin Luther, the reformer who translated the Bible into their own language. The new postage stamps are one of the many initiatives in the country to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the start of the Protestant Reformation. A representative of the German government's Ministry of Finance introduced the stamp during its presentation on January the 10th. The stamp has been called the Bible according to the translation of Martin Luther. The image shows a short excerpt of Matthew the 27th with handwritten annotations Luther made in a revised translation published in 1541. It will cost €2.60 and can be purchased in all post offices and online. Speaking in Rome, Pope Francis said that although great strides have been made through 50 years of ecumenical dialogue, Catholics and Lutherans must continue to work towards becoming a full and visible sign of unity for the world. A continued communion of harmony will allow Catholics and Lutherans to find further convergence on points of doctrine and the moral teaching of the Church, the Pope told members of a pilgrimage from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland on January the 19th. I pray to the Lord that he may bestow his blessing on the Lutheran Catholic Dialogue Commission in Finland, which is working diligently toward a common sacramental understanding of the Church, the Eucharist, and ecclesiastical ministry, he said. The Pope met the Finnish delegation during the annual week of prayer for Christian unity. The theme chosen for the 2017 observance was Reconciliation, the love of Christ compels us. The week of prayer, Pope Francis said, urges Catholics and Lutherans to reconcile and draw closer to one another anew through conversion. True ecumenism is based on a shared conversion to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Redeemer. If we draw close to him, we draw close also to one another, the Pope said. Recalling his visit to Sweden last October to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's efforts to reform the Church, the Pope said Luther's intention was to renew the Church, not divide her, and that the joint commemoration was important on both the human and theological, spiritual levels. The gathering there gave us the courage and strength in our Lord Jesus Christ to look ahead to the ecumenical journey that we are called to walk together, he said. Helping those who suffer persecution and violence, he added, can further unite Christians on the journey towards full communion. In doing so, the Pope said, Catholics and Lutherans can put their witness of faith into practice through concrete acts of service, fraternity and sharing. Speaking off the cuff, Pope Francis thanked Lutheran Archbishop Kari Mäkinen of Turku for bringing his children to the meeting. We need the simplicity of children. They teach us the way to Jesus Christ, the Pope said. A special plot for Muslims to bury copies of the Quran at a city cemetery has been approved. The area is being set aside at Handsworth Cemetery in Birmingham to allow people to respectfully dispose of old, worn-out and damaged copies of their holy book. Birmingham City Council have given an assurance that the Qurans will only be interred on pieces of land where people do not normally walk. Handsworth has plots for Christian and Muslim burials, but an area for the holy text is a first and has delighted the city's mosques. The practice already takes place in nearby Coventry and Leicester. But the policy has sparked fury among a minority of locals who have been branded racist bigots for criticising the plan. Writing on their local newspaper's website, the Birmingham Mail, Lucky Tag said, "I would like to see what would happen if they buried Bibles at a mosque. It would never happen. Muslims must respectfully and properly dispose of old or unusable copies of the Quran. The holy text needs to be disposed of if it's splitting at the seams and the pages have become worn and torn. It should never be able to fall apart. It is not permitted to burn the Quran unless there is no other way of disposing of it. There are two main respectful methods. The first is wrapping it in a pure piece of cloth and burying it respectfully in a place where people do not walk. The other involves tying it to a heavy object like a stone and then placing it in flowing water. The critical comments of the policy and Handsworth led to a stream of vitriol in their direction. Terry Johnson said, "Well, that's a wake up to all the bigots." Harry B.A. said, "Why don't you take a Bible to a mosque and ask them to bury it or dispose of it? I'm 100% any decent, proper mosque would be happy to help you dispose of it in a respectful manner." David786 said, "Muslims believe the Bible is the word of God and have utmost respect for it. A plot in the cemetery will not harm you. You are acting like it's your back garden." The plan follows a joint campaign by the Stechford Mosque and Birmingham City Councillor Neil Eustace, who said, "The respectful disposal of damaged or worn-out Quran is very important to devout Muslims." He said a special burial place was needed because many mosques and homes in inner-city Birmingham lack the space or grounds for it. Councillor Eustace, the member of Stechford and Yardley North, added, "I am delighted to have helped organise this facility for Muslims in Birmingham. Respect for each other's religion is important. Throwing the copies in the bin or burning them would cause distress and is out of the question. Burying them in Handsworth Cemetery is the best option." The Imam for Stepford's Mosque, Professor Tahir Muhammad Kiani, said, "The holy book must always be treated with respect. When a copy of the Holy Quran has become very old and splitting at the seams, and the pages have become worn and torn, it is better not to use such a copy lest it falls apart and disintegrates while someone is holding it. Such copies need to be disposed of. However, due to the unique, revered status the Holy Quran holds, disposing of it in a respectful manner is paramount." He said that a number of methods could be used, including placing the book in a river so the ink was washed away, but the preferred way was to wrap it in a cloth and bury it. Gloucester Cathedral has removed a video of a Muslim imam conducting prayer from the internet after it sparked outrage among some Christians. The traditional Muslim invocation to worship was performed in front of 1,200 people at the launch of a multicultural faith exhibition at Gloucester Cathedral. Imam Hassan of the local Masjid El-Nar Mosque was invited by church leaders to carry it out in the cathedral's 11th century chapter house. But Gloucester Cathedral has been forced to remove the video from their Facebook page after it sparked outrage from Christians. Many worshippers welcomed the inclusive act, but some traditionalists questioned why a different God should be worshipped in such an iconic Christian house. A clip of the call to prayer was initially shared on the cathedral's Facebook page, but was then taken down as inappropriate as tensions rose. After the video was posted, user Andrew wrote on Twitter, "Blasphemy at Gloucester Cathedral as Muslims abuse another interfaith attempt." Sir Anglo tweeted, "Very disappointed that we are desecrating our gems. Gloucester Cathedral is magnificent." One post on the removed thread by Isabel Farmer said, "It is wonderful to be multicultural, but faith is set apart. We are never to worship other gods in a house built for our Saviour." The Faith exhibition by artist Russell Hayne runs until February the 26th and features 37 portraits of individuals from different belief systems. The portraits are accompanied by videos of interviews with the religious leaders from other faiths, including Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam. One person suggested that the video was blasphemy when news of it emerged online. Tommy Fox complained that the Muslim call to prayer says, "There is no God but Allah," but was allowed to be conducted in the cathedral. Chris Wheeler claims that the prayer is inappropriate because it says that Muhammad is Allah's prophet, which is incompatible with Christianity. But many users who actually went to see it were extremely positive about the exhibition, with Hilly Brady writing, "Highly recommended. My ancestors built this cathedral, and to allow a practicing Muslim pray to another god is insanely naive. What did you think it would do? Encourage them to convert? This is why England is on the downside. Culture and race have nothing to do with the first commandment, as God made all races and he cares about souls only. Stand firm, Christians. Bring faith, people to the faith by telling them the truth." The very revered Stephen Lake, Dean of Gloucester, said, "The community event on Saturday was to launch an art exhibition, Faith. According to the 2011 census in Gloucester, 63.5% of the population were Christian and 1% were Muslim. The Faith exhibition by Russell Hayne runs until February the 26th. The incident is the second Muslim prayer row involving a British cathedral in as many weeks. Last week, a verse from the Quran denying the divinity of Christ was read during a multi-faith event at Glasgow Cathedral. The Queen's chaplain spoke out against the event and said the cathedral should apologise to Christians suffering dreadful persecution at the hands of Muslims. An Indian Christian has suffered a brain hemorrhage after he was interrogated by police about his role in distributing Bibles and other Christian literature in the city where he works as a professor of engineering. K.A. Swami, 47, was marched to the police station around 10 a.m. on the 21st of January by a group of angry locals who found him distributing the literature near the Hussain Sagar Lake in Hyderabad, the capital city of the southern state of Telangana. He was close to a temple dedicated to a Hindu local deity of Telangana, and the locals accused him of trying to convert people in the temple area. He was released 6 hours later, but suffered a brain hemorrhage on his way home. He's now in a coma. His wife, Sujatha, said there had been no change in his condition since the 21st of January and asked for prayer. The state government has promised to cover his medical expenses after local Christians approached the state home ministry for help. Brother-in-law told World Watch Monitor, several times in the past also he has been caught by extremists from Vishwa Hindu Parishad, a Hindu nationalist group, and has been threatened. He's also been taken to the police station for verification many times before. This time he just couldn't take it. An ancient church that received £140,000 from the UK lottery has been told it cannot put up a tasteless plaque to say thank you. It is a condition of getting Heritage Lottery Fund cash that buildings put up some kind of sign stating where the money has come from. And after getting and spending its money, St Bartholomew's Church in Melbourne near Melton asked the Church of England for permission to put up a large blue plaque with the lottery emblem and information about the funding. However, during deliberations by the church's consistory court in London, the Chancellor of Leicester, Mark Blackett Ord, said the plaque was tasteless and should not be attached to the 12th century church. Mr. Blackett Ord, who is a barrister and member of the court, said he accepted one of the conditions of the grant was that there should be public recognition of the fund support. But he said he considered there was little justification in installing a plaque as large and as tasteless as the one proposed, which is made of transparent perspex with blue writing, along with the fund's logo of a smiling face and a hand with crossed fingers. He said, I believe the crossed fingers are indeed a remote Christian reference, indicating prayer, and suggesting that punters might pray to be lottery winners, but I do not expect that the Christian reference will be noted by many. The real purpose of the motif is presumably to encourage those who buy lottery tickets to hope that they might thereby become rich, which is not a particularly Christian purpose. He said a smaller plaque might be more suitable. Indeed, the smaller the plaque, the more acceptable it will be, he said. The consistory court proceedings have been put on hold in the hope the church and the Heritage Lottery Fund can agree instead on a black and white plaque less than 12 centimetres high. The lottery funding covered the cost of repairs at the church and also paid for improvements to be made to the building so it become a heritage centre for schools and other groups to learn more about the area's history. The church has already held 2 open days which were each attended by about 40 people, according to church warden Sam Wilder. When asked if he thought the lottery people would be happy about the change to a smaller plaque, he said, I think it's going to be either that or nothing. And finally, a Virginia man used 300,000 pennies to pay sales tax on 2 cars at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Nick Stafford delivered 5 wheelbarrows full of change, mostly pennies, at the DMW office in Lebanon, Virginia, on Wednesday. The coins weighed in at £1,600. Stafford said he paid in coins to inconvenience the DMV. Stafford was upset because he'd been unable to find out the direct number to the Lebanon DMV until filing a Freedom of Information Act request. A penny for his thoughts.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.